Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word one verse a day, 7 days a week. This week we are memorizing powerful scriptures about our walk. Today we are memorizing Ephesians 2:10 in the New King James Version. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We're going to break that down in three or four different segments so that everybody out there can memorize this powerful verse on our walk. Everybody say Ephesians 2:10 with me three times.
Ephesians 2:10.
Again, Ephesians 2:10. One more time. Ephesians 2:10. Now repeat this. For we are his workmanship. Say it again.
For we are his workmanship.
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 One more time.
For we are his workmanship.
Now say this. Created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Again.
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 Created in Christ Jesus for good works.
One more time.
Created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Now let's put those two segments together and try that five times. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Here we go.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Again.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Again.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Again.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
One more time.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Now let's say this last segment, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Say that with me.
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Again.
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Again.
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Again.
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Again.
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
One more time.
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Now let's try this whole verse together, Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God had prepared that we should walk in them. Let's say it together five times.
Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Ephesians 2:10. Again.
Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Ephesians 2:10. Again.
Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10.
Again, Ephesians 2:10.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10.
One more time, everybody out there, good and loud.
Ephesians 2:10.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.